Dishtaim above the Reish. In the first case is Potter Mutla Ketoni. In the first case, the Balabos is not doing anything. The Balabos Tam is standing with a piece of bread in his house in his hand. He's not doing anything. So the Oni now, if Natsfai sticks his hand in and takes it out of your hand and brings it outside, the Oni did the Homlocha, but that we don't have to Cheshbonais. The Balabos didn't do his Ptur. As Mamish did nothing. The Potter Mutla Ketoni. But the Kashu is El Abob with the Sefer Shvim. But the second case is by Shnaim Shesu. We have both. One did the Kir, one did the Anocha. So by doing the Anocha, the Rabbanon, it's awesome. To put the Rabbanon also. It's awesome. The Rabbanon, Kashu. Why didn't the Mishnah reckon the Rice? That's the Kashu. So the Bible is going to a tangent now. For the Gemara, is this true? Miyiko Bekule Shabbos Potre Mutter. Is there any Klal and Shabbos you have to say that it's only awesome the Rabbanon? Potter means it's Potter with the Rice. That means with the Rice, with Mutter. Mikula Shabbos Potter Remuti. That's the same notion. Potter means it's Potter Midiraisa, it's Mutter Midiraisa. I'm sure that's okay. Mikula Shabbos Potter Remuti. Potter means it's Mutter Midiraisa, Midiraisa it's Potter, and Mutter, even the Rabbon is Mutter to do. That's what we're saying. Potter means Midiraisa, it's Potter, and Mutter, even in the Rabbon, you're also allowed to do it. That's what we're saying now in the Ration, this first case, where the Balabos just stood with the bread in his hand and didn't do anything, it's Potter Remuti. For the Gemara of Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said a klav yoke Shabbos. Call Keturi the Shabbos. Wherever a Mishnah says somebody is potter, in the Mishnah you should know the Pshat is potter Rabbaloser. Avadar Mishnah starts to say you're potter midiraisa. But Avadar it's awesome the Rabban to do it. In any place in Shabbos, potter always means it's awesome the Rabbanim. Bar Mahani Tlus. Shmuel only has three cases that when it says potter it means it's mutim the Rabban also. So that's going to be our kasha. Now Mishnah is the first case of Hurim. Our Mishnah says here the Balabos is potter, and we're saying now potter means potter and mutter. And Shmuel says not like that. Shmuel says there are only three cases that's potter and mutter. What are the three cases? Say the tzvi, in the case where you go make it say that you capture a tzvi, a deer. And the Gemara later, the Mishnah explains, it's talking about a case where the tzvi came into the house, and somebody first stood outside and closed the door. And now a second person came and stood outside to lock the door also. So the second one is not doing anything. Because the first one sat outside, he's like keeping the door closed, he's made the tzedur. When the second one comes and sits down, he's not doing anything. So the Chiddush says, even if later the first one gets up and walks away, and now the door is being closed because the second one is holding the door closed, still he's potter. And that's mutter gomer. Because when you came to sit down near the door was already locked. So that's one case, that's mutter gomer. Say this nochesh. Another case is we have a nochesh, a snake coming to bite you. It's mutter to capture him, to make a mice tzida. Even though tzida is a melacha deraisa, but here it's called a melacha shein tzurich legufa. Tzida midiraisa means midiraisa the melacha samishkan. They caught an animal to use the animal. You want to shecht it later or use the skin of the animals. They caught the animal to use it. Here, what are you catching a snake for? Not to use it. You're catching a snake just that it shouldn't bite you. So to use the snake, you don't want to use the snake. That's called the melacha shen tzurich legufa. You don't want the purpose of the melacha that was done in the Mishkan. You're just capturing the snake, they to throw it away, or else to kill it even. But the ikka capturing is that it shouldn't bite you. So midiraisa, that's mutter, and even midirabonin, it's also mutter. Mishum tzara legoza berabonin. Omarfas mursa. So you have a blister, and you have pus, and you open it up to get the pus out. So with the rice there's no melacha because she's not being mekalkel there, and even with the rabban it's mutter b'mokam tzara. So these are the three cases that Shmuel said it's mutter to do. Mashma every other place where it says in Shabbos potter, it means potter avlosim with the rabban. So it's fair. Our Mishnah here says when the Oni put his hand inside and took something out of the Balabas's hand and blew it out, that the Oni did the whole melacha. So the Oni is chayiv and the Balabas is potter. So according to Shmuel's Cheshbon, the Mishnah says potter should mean potter, but it's also mid Rabbanan. And we're saying no, the Balabos didn't do anything. He just standing there with bread in his hand, it's mutter gomer. Teretz is like this. Ki yitzuch leli Shmuel pturei de kovet maisa. When does Shmuel have to say yechidish, that when the Mishnah says potter, there are three cases that's even mutter to do it? That's why our koponim, we're doing something that looks like a melacha koponim. Here by Tzedis Nochish, your mom is capturing the snake. Or say this at Tzvi. And now when the first one went away from the door, and you're the one guarding the door, now it looks like you're doing the Tzedah. Because this, it looks like you're doing something, you need a chidush to say your potter. Avol, Pture, the like of it, Maisa, Iketuva. But stand to tell me your potter, you're not doing anything? There are a lot of cases in Luchas Shabbos
where your potter didn't do anything. Because that's not a secret to Shmuel's cloud. Because our Mishnah says the Bala Bot is holding a piece of bread in his hand. That's only his potter. And Pshitu it's Mutu Gomer. There's no Tzadim Lach at all. He didn't pick up the piece of bread and not to take it outside. He's just holding a piece of bread in his hand. So there's no Malach at all. So Pshitu that means potter and Mutu. For the Gemara Koponim, Mikol Mokim, back to the original Kasha. How come the Mishnah doesn't Chesh Benois, the Hanoch is also? Why do we only say there are four cases, two into four, where the Oni made the Akira? And why don't we say the end when the Balabos made the Hanocha? Mikol Mokim, Tati, Sorry, there should be 12 cases. Why do you only say 8 cases? And the Gemara, Pturi Diyase, Boholi Dechiyav Chates, Kochoshiv. That means the Hakiris. When the first one picked up the Chayfetz, that's Nisr the Rabbon. And why? Because maybe you yourself will come to put it down with Shrabin. And it's possible you finish off the Melacha, you will do it. So that's the Mishnah Chesh Ben Zois. Here, let's say, with the Oni outside picked up the piece of bread and put it in inside the window. And the Balabas now took it out and put it down. By the Balabas putting it down, it's not Shaykh for him not to be over Nisr the Raisa. Because all he could do is just to make Hanocha. It's not shaykhim to make the Akira anymore, because the only outside made the Akira. By just making the end of the Hanocha, it's only shaykhim to be over this the Rabbanim, the Rabbanim. But it's not shaykh now to say you may come the day in the Yisrael Raisa. Therefore the Mishnah doesn't cheshbon asayis. Look at Choshev. The Mishnah doesn't say that cheshbon. The Mishnah...
Maybe since that, I mean, it might be, but since the whatever was the lechem was in the Ani's hands, and the Ani hand is connected to the body, and the body is
outside. Yeah.
It's like
he
took it. It's a
shalom.
Maybe
he took it from Shusayachid. Also, I mean the whole thing. That's what Yaakov was doing. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. We'll see later. We'll see about that invite. Now, the Torah says we only recognize the Akiris, because the Akiris is like a more chashuv part of the Yisur. Because we're afraid if you pick it up, it's very possible you yourself will make the Anocha. That's what the Mishnah says these things. Mashenk and the cheshbon of the Balabas that puts it down, either it's Fasan speaks out, even though about us asking the Rabban to do it. But the Mishnah doesn't put it into the cheshbon, because that is the Rabban is not so chomer, because with that you can't come with the Yechiv. Rashi, Ketuvah, Ben Hanach Bavishah. Ketuvah, Rashi, Ketuvah, the Yosibu, the Yechiv Chatis, Kegoyin Akiras, by picking it up. Shein tchilas hamalacha. That's the beginning of the malacha saitzor. The equal of migzor. There we can make a gugzera dil magomalo. Maybe you'll finish the malacha. Aval hanocha is the one that just takes it out of your hand and puts it down. Lemotzi lemisni. Lemotzi lemaisa dechiv chatis. He can't come now with his maisa dechiv chatis. So let akira. He's not doing the akira gabe. Yeah. Hai vi abd tani bechol cha tat lechiv akira de ptur. Tat in ninu. That's the teretz of the gemara. Weiter. Now, Tony, Rabbi Yoimah, for the Moran, now Shnei Pturim, what's the Halacha though, when both do it together? That they're both potter, well, one did the Akira, one did the Halacha, the both potter. For the Moran, why? Because Avid the Malacha Benayu, together, two people together did the Malacha. One did the Akira, one did the Halacha, so together, Yechayim. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So some Moran Kasha is that Peshut was the Shatav in Yechatis. They did the Malacha together, like two people did the Malacha together. So Bishutus, there's have to be a Chiyuv Chatis. Someone said the Kashrut was like a both should be having a Chiyuv Chatis. Show me what the Kashrut is doing. The Kashrut is what do you say? The Potter, they did both to the Malacha. Bishutus. No, it's a chiyuv. Now Malacha was done. Between you two, you did a Malacha, so you have a Chiyuv now Kapora, so you both have to be a Chatis, maybe Bishutus. Well, why does the Mishnah say Yipotter? What's so poshut to Mishnah Yipotter? The Chur Shnayim should also be Chayim. And the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yoim is a Ferish Apostle, but it says, Me'yam Ma'oretz, V'yasoysa, the Moshutzom Amlecha Shabbos, Ho'oysa es Kula, only if you do the whole Malacha yourself, V'lo Yo'oysa es Mitzosa, and not if you do part of the Malacha. The Klal is, Yochid V'yasoysa Chayim. If one person does the whole Malacha, he's Chayim. Shnayim, but if two people together do this one malacha, the potter, that's the cloud from this passage. It manami yom rabchiyah bagamdam nizukam afi chabura. It was thrown like in front of the chabura when they're learning the base of medrash. The yom where they both said the cloud, they all said the cloud. V'yav chan this pasuk is v'yav soisa yochid. When one person does a malacha shas by himself, he's chayiv. Shasur chayiv. Or b'shnayim shasur p'turim. Anytime you have two people doing the malacha together, midirais it's mutter. So you have to carry something. If two people are carrying it together outside, we should swab them. The Rabbanan, 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 But midiraisa, you only chayiv when a yochid does the whole melacha by himself. Any one of the lamates melachas, and you have two people doing it together, you're potter. Not machmas svara, but machmas this person. Rashi, miyamos pasoisa, kabichatis ksiv. Pos is talking about chatis. So here we learn out that midiraisa, it's mutter.
You're holding the Sefer Shabbos, Daf Gimel and Aleph, around four lines down from the bottom, by two dots. The boy Minei Rav Merebi.
Gimel and Aleph, holding.
Here, Moses. Gimel and Aleph. Your boy Minei Rav Merebi. His Rav asked the Shiloh from Rebbe. Hetino chaveroi oichlin umashkin. Somebody put on top of you oichlin umashkin. That means you didn't make the Akira. Somebody picked up, either from, doesn't make a difference from Rosh Hashanah or from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Somebody picked up from the floor oichlin and put it on top of you. He said, Tino chaveroi oichlin umashkin. They put it on top of you. Then v'hoitzi in the chutz. You walked outside with this oichlin on top of you. V'hoitzi in the chutz. Is mahal, are you chayiv for this or not? And we had yesterday, the klal is you have to have an akira and an anocha to be chayiv for Shabbos. So is this called an akira? You're like picking it up and taking it outside the Rishus HaYocha to Rishus Rabin, or it's not called an akira? Mahal, akira's gufoi ka akira's chayfetz mimkoy meidomi. Here really, you the Reuven, he's not picking up the chayfetz from the ground. Somebody else put this oichlin on top of him, he's holding it in his hands or on his goof. All he's doing now is just walking outside. So the fact he's moving his body outside, that's called Nakiras Gufai, is that called also Nakiras Chayfetz? Hey, Nakiras Gufai, moving your body outside, is that considered Nakiras Chayfetz from Kaimedami, as if you picked up the Chayfetz from Kaimedami, or Mechayiv? In the Mele, you'll be Chayiv. Oidulma, maybe no. Oidulma, loy om, oidulma loy. No, you're not Chayiv for this. He said, Akira means you have to pick up the chepis with your hand. You have to make a physical ma'is Akira. Here was somebody put it on top of you, and all you're doing is just walking outside. It's not considered an Akira. Omalei, Rebbe answered back, Chayiv. No, that's enough to be Chayiv and Akira. So the pshat is, when you're holding the chepis now, since your body is standing on the ground, and you're holding the chepis, it's considered as if the chepis is on the ground. Now, when you start walking now, it's considered like you're being oiker, this chayfetz, and walking outside with it. So you said, Yechayef. Now, this is a kasha. So Rebbe himself was mechavan to the kasha and said, it's not doim to our Mishnah, the case of yodai. So Rashi learns, that the case of the Mishnah was, hapshuta lifnim, where the oni outside put his hand inside the house, and through the window inside the house. The goof for the chutz, the oni's goof is outside, just his hand is considered inside. The Mishnah says, "V'nosan balabayas l'toychoy." The balabos now inside the house picks up a piece of bread and puts it into the oni's hand. That the oni's hand is inside, and it says when he brings it outside, that's the case of shnayim shosu. It's called the balabos did the akirum. And the oni, by taking his hand outside and putting it down, is only doing the anocha. And the Mishnah says the potter, the both potter. The potter beitana, the masnisin, af lioni shortzio. Even the oni that's carrying the bread outside is also potter. So it is a kasha. When the oni put his hand inside the house, and now the balabos put a piece of bread inside his hand, let's say as if the hand now is lach munach on the karka, it's called the bread is in his hand, is munach here. When he picks his hand out, takes his hand outside, let that be considered like he's making an akira. So the oni is making an akira from this bread inside, taking it outside, and he's putting it down. So he made an akira inside, and he makes a nachar outside. Why isn't the oni chayiv? The only reason why he's not chayiv is because akira's gufayim is not considered akira's chayfetz. So it's a stira harag Rebbe said you are chayiv. So when I says no, there's no kasha from yodai. Ein adoy mele yodai. My time on gufoy naich yodoy loy naich. His Rav's shaila was where your goof is naich. Your goof is standing still in Mishus HaYochid. Somebody puts on top of you some oichlin. Now you're standing still with the oichlin in Mishus HaYochid. When you start moving away, that's considered you like picked up this chayfetz and moved it. because the chayfut was munich on you and you're attached to the ground, that's called an akira noun. But here, the yodai, pasha pshat is the yodai is inside the house and the guf is outside the house. So if anything, where does the hand go basar? The person's guf outside. So maybe even when the balabas first put the lechem into the yoni's hand inside, it's considered like the thing is outside right now. So when you bring the yad outside to you, it's not called the main akira at all. Here pshita there's no akira, because your hand goes basar you. Is my time a gufa naich, a gufa standing still, yoda le naich. Let's see Rashi learns. Let's see the whole shalom Rashi. Rashi beginning. Hetinu chaber zatrashi, show your gufa b'shusha yachid. Your guf was in b'shusha yachid. Vetinu chaveroi, and the chaveroi put something on top of you. You gufa yachimidi. Now the chav, so the person now that's holding the bread didn't really pick up this bread. He wasn't ochre or anything. Rashi says things that usual. Dover had sorach l'Shabbos, something you need for Shabbos. The derech b'nayodim l'sasek ben b'Shabbos. People are oisik, era Shabbos, and then it goes into Shabbos also to worry about the food you can eat on Shabbos. Is akiras gufoy she'okar esraglav min habayis. Now, after somebody puts some food on top of you, now you decide to move outside the house. Li'acha shenitin. After somebody put it on top, now you're moving. So Rebbe answered back, yes, you're chayy for that. The fact you moved your body, that's called Nakiras Chayfetz. The case of the Mishnah where the Oni outside put his hand inside. The Gufal Achutz's body is outside. The Nosan Balabayas Latoycha, and the Balabas inside the house puts some bread in the Oni's hand. And now the Oni takes it outside, we say the Potter Beiton of the Matlisim. After the Oni should see you, even the Oni, when he takes his hand outside, still is Potter. Why? Let's say it's called he made Nakira from Meshus Yachid, and now he's making a Lachim Meshus Rabin. That there it says, Yodel Anayach. Hilkach, ki hoitzi layokamidi. His hand is never rested. His hand, like in the ear, is always called moving around. So it was never called like Munach inside. So when you take your hand back outside, you're not accurate from anything. Layokamidi. V'yenderach hoitzah b'loy akira v'anocha. There's no such thing as hoitzah without an akira and anocha. So the Teretz Rashi learning is that when your hand is like in a different reshus than you are, when your hand is inside, your hand does not munach anything. Your hand is like in the ear. So since your yodah is lo nayich, when you take your hand back outside, you weren't oikirit. Heis nakira means the chayfis is munach, resting someplace, and you're oikirit from that place. You pick it up from that place, take it outside. But here, when it was in your hand, it's not called munach. Rashi, gufa nayich, agabi karka. With your body, as if your body is in Rosh Hashanah Yochid and somebody puts food on top of your body, that's considered this food now is like attached to the ground. It's munach on the ground. There the akira, that's called the good akira. But here, where your yad is inside the house and your body is outside the house, so if anything, where should it be called munach? If it's attached to your body is standing outside. It's like munach in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So you can't have a shame you're being oikish from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to bring it to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Rashi has another gears lishnachrina yoda basa gufa greira. That like they're saying the svara that your hand goes basa the guf. Your guf is standing outside. You put your hand inside through the window. That's all. But your yad is attached to the guf, which is outside. So it's never called an akira from Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So Rashi says lo yasim di yaseri. Rashi holds you don't need this pshat. That's extra. Because Rashi's learning the first pshat is that a yad is not called munach. It's the yad, since it's always moving around your hand, it's never considered the chayfet as munach, only if it be agabi karka. But something held in your hand, Rashi holds, when you take it outside, you're not making akira, you're not being accurate from any place that was munach. That's Rashi's pshat. On the ground, you mean, that'll be yishayim. According to Rashi, that'll be yishayim. Taisus learns not like Rashi. Taisus learns like Rashi's second yursa, that the yikip pshat is that your hand always goes bust of the goof where you are. So when you put your hand inside the house, since your goof is outside, but your hand is also considered like it's outside. So you can't be mechayiv the only outside for taking his hand outside right now. He's not making an akira from Rosh Hashanah Yochid. The hand right away is considered like it's outside already. Nafkamina, according to Rashi and Tais Pshat, is what about if somebody has something held in his hand? Yeah, I have inside Rosh Hashanah Yochid, somebody put something in your hand. And now you walk outside. Is that called an akira or not? According to Tosfos, that's called an akira. Because since your hand and your body is in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's considered that this chayfus now is munach on the karka. and when you walk outside now, you made an akira from the chayfus. According to Rashi, Tais burns up, you'll be potter in such a case. Because calls them on the chayfus is in your hand alone, that's not called an akira. Because in your hand, it's not called munach. Your hand is like always moving around. It's not munach in your hand. So calls them on, it's somebody put it into your hand. And now you walk outside, according to Rashi, you'll be potter. That's what it's from. Rashi tells the Pashto Saloshna Gemara, my time of gufa naich. Your goof is resting, it's called Hanocha, but Shaykin Yodalai Naik. The Yad is not called Muna.